This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It was the limitless wonder.
Thank you, a limitless wonder.
I love you. I love you.
Like on trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on, let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
Shall I call you Ron, Dr. Dick? What should we go with
you
here?
You can call me Ron.
Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity. Spectacular opening, Limits, and I'd like to put forth the first topic on the Limitless Express
today. I would
love
you to.
Are you aware that in Western Pennsylvania we're seeing an influx of rare woodpeckers?
No, I was not aware.
Story in the Post-Gazette recently observed six different species, I guess, of woodpecker. Including red-headed woodpeckers, are nesting in the county for the first time in 35 years. There's different woodpeckers everywhere you look.
First time in 35 years?
Yeah. Bob had a woodpecker problem for which he took medication, but also there was a problem at his house with a woodpecker just never leaving, and I think trying to peck away Bob's roof.
Well, did both of his pecking problems get fixed, Joe? Is that what you're saying?
I think they did, and I'll bet you didn't know that according to the Pennsylvania Bird Atlas, this is a very, very rare occurrence to have this influx of woodpeckers, including the emerald ash borer.
Or is
that a tree?
That sounds like a tree. I once had a woodpecker one summer growing up that would just peck on the gutter all the time.
Are they bored, Limits woodpeckers? Just pecking on wood all day long? I know that's what they're sort of built to do.
What their life is.
But it's their whole life is pecking on wood?
Well, yeah, that's how you eat. That's probably how you build. Maybe woodpeckers build. You know, they probably build a nest, right?
Yeah.
Do they build it out of wood? Like a log cabin? Like how people stay in log cabins?
Do
woodpeckers
what do they
stay
eat?
In?
Do they eat wood, too? Where do they get food?
I think they eat wood.
Yeah.
Or are they pecking into the wood to eat the worms?
I don't know.
To eat bugs that are in the tree?
Let's move on. I just thought you might want to know that.
I appreciate you letting me know that. Very much so. Terry McLaurin is frustrated in Washington, D.C.
I've been pretty frustrated, I'm not going to lie. Everything that has transpired up until this point has been disappointing and frustrating. You know, I've wanted to continue my career here, created my life here. You know, my wife and I have bought our first home here. So this has been somewhere where I've always wanted to be. Just to see how things have played out has been disappointing.
So he wants a new contract and he doesn't want to get traded, but it seems like they're at a stalemate right now. And many people have thrown out the idea, what if you did a Watt for Terry McLaurin type of trade? I don't think that would happen because both sides don't want it to happen, and I don't think they would compromise on that. But do you think it's any bit possible that the Steelers could lure Terry McLaurin to if they offer Washington something like a second-round pick and something else? Would you consider that?
I mean, of course I would if I were the Steelers, but I wouldn't if I were the Commanders. I love Terry McLaurin. Man, I've seen there was one interview I saw with him last year, and it was during another one of the George Pickens upsets. And I'm like, man, compare this guy to Pickens. He's an absolute leader. on the field, he's an absolute maniac, and he's just a metronome of consistency. You want to hear, since his rookie year, his catches every year limits? You ready for this?
Please.
Thank you for asking. 87, 77, 77, 79, 82. Would you like to hear his yards?
Yes.
You will. 1118, 1053, 1191, 1002, 1096. He's just guaranteed. Average yards per catch, 12.9, 13.7, 15.5, 12.7, 13.4. Touchdown, 7, 4, 5, 5, 4, 13.
He's so a guaranteed 1,000-yard receiver.
He just is. He's just so good and so consistent and so tough. And seemingly, from, you know, when I've heard him talk, is just a guy that other players want to be around. He's a natural leader.
He is. Now he'd be the perfect guy for this offense that really doesn't have a natural leader right now.
I mean, I'm not even... Yes, of course he would be. I think they're insane. Now, I don't know exactly what he's asking for, but he deserves to be paid. This guy needs to be paid. And he's still in his 20s, and they have a great quarterback. I have to believe this is going to get done. I'm sorry, I have to, although he is almost 30.
Yeah.
He turns 30 September 15th.
A great quarterback that they're not paying any money to. So here you go. Pay your weapons.
Good point.
And they added Deebo Samuel. They keep adding on parts for Jaden Daniels. Washington has not spent a lot of money over the last however many years. Now they're starting to. They brought in multiple guys. Hello, Pony. They brought in Marshon Lattimore in that trade. They are probably going to end up signing McLaurin, and they bolstered up their offensive line. So this should be something that it's probably going to end up being like a T.J. Watt situation where it eventually does get done.
Well, you made the best point of all. They're not spending money. Splurge in other places if you're not spending on your quarterback yet. Now, right. I realize at some point, you know, they will have to not only spend, but spend a hell of a lot of money on Jaden Daniels. But for now, this is nonsensical on their part. They have a really good thing going. And I have to believe that this is going to get rectified. Don't you?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. Washington.
I mean, they're ready to go. They got Deebo Samuel there. They got McLaurin. They have a star quarterback. They're ready to go.
Well, and especially that ownership group compared to the previous one, they seem like they have done a really good job of rebuilding the Commanders and getting everything right. And part of that is always getting a franchise quarterback, but I think they'll end up doing right by Terry McLaurin and paying him the money that he deserves.
Next.
And that he should get. All right.
What next. Did Pony want?
I don't know. He came in and I think he realized that I was talking, so he didn't say anything. Adam Schefter on ESPN said he still thinks that the deal with T.J. Watt gets done.
The issue there right now would seem to be the length of the years in the contract. You know, again, Trey Hendrickson and T.J. Watt, they want more years. The teams want to give them fewer years. Both players are in their 30s. So for the players, it's about getting as much guaranteed money as you can over a longer period of time. And for the teams, they want to keep the players, although obviously it feels like Pittsburgh is more intent upon keeping T.J. Watt than Cincinnati is with Trey Hendrickson. Nobody's been able to get a deal done. And I think the bigger issue right now is the length of the contract, which equals guaranteed money, right? Like that's the issue on both. I think Pittsburgh and T.J. Watt somehow will figure out a way. Best I could tell, they haven't gotten close recently, but we'll see if they can figure out a way to get that done by the time camp begins.
Or by the time camp ends, I would say, like they did last time with T.J. Watt. I just have to believe that this is going to get done. More than ever, I believe it. I mean, the sticking point is number of years and guaranteed money.
Yeah, I mean, somebody will cave on that.
They'll just come to an agreement here. Myles Garrett had 4 years, right? So what would you imagine TJ is asking for? Five?
Probably five and around $40 million a year. $41 million a year. So you're talking about a deal for TJ Watt, depending on what they do with signing bonuses and stuff like that, where the guaranteed money is.
I'm getting tired of talking about this. I don't mind admitting that.
But five and 40 million.
How many different things can we say about it? He wants to be, I imagine, and nobody's reported this for certain, that he wants Myles Garrett money and probably a penny more. That's what I would imagine. And he may want a year more than that. So make a compromise. They will at some point, and he's going to be here.
Five and 40 is $200 million for T.J. Watt.
How much of it guaranteed? No, it's
million.
Too much. Yeah, you're right. That's too much.
Way too much. I wouldn't do that.
It's ridiculous. That's that not long ago, and maybe for some guys, that still is quarterback money.
Yes. That's why I would more so be willing to do 4 years, no longer than that. And of course, Watt wants the security. He wants the extra year added on with significant money, where he's probably going to be more.
Maybe they're only offering three.
He would probably, yeah, it's possible. And then they meet in the middle for four. That would probably include this current year. So is Watt asking for, he's probably asking for more money this year. So it would rip up this year's contract and make it just a 5 year deal for the rest of his Steelers career. Steelers might just say, hey, include this year, add on two more, and then we're good. And they'll compromise on a fourth.
Next.
All right. Let's move along to what Tony Clark, he is the head of the Major League Baseball Players Association. He says that they do not want a salary cap.
Talk about things I'm already sick of talking about.
And he says that it would take baseball backward, saying that the MLB has their interests, and those interests aren't much different from the interest they've had over the last three, four, 5 decades. But when the game is in a great place and the game appears to be growing and moving in the right direction.
I don't want to hear anymore. I don't care. They don't want a salary cap. Some owners do. Some owners don't, by the way. It wouldn't surprise me if secretly there are certain small market owners who say they'll want a salary cap who won't because it's accompanied inevitably by a salary floor. And I was reading about this morning, all kinds of projections, like I think in the NBA, you have to spend 90% of the cap. I mean, what if the cap is $200 million? Where would a team like the Pirates get money to spend $180 million on players?
Well, and it would also have to be the floor. Where do they get the money? They still have a lot of money to be able to do that. They don't have the same money as the Yankees to get to $250, but I imagine they can get to $150, $160 if they really tried and were committed to it.
Maybe. I don't know. But then, there's one of two scenarios. How do you know?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They could definitely be spending more than they're doing right
now. Yes, I would agree with that.
And I would imagine that they could go with all the revenue sharing money that's out there and all the money that they get before you even account gate revenue, merchandise sales, stuff at concessions and stuff like that. They're already making so much money based on revenue sharing and what's handed out by baseball. Wasn't it Bob Nightingale that came on with either us or the PM guys and said that they automatically get like $50 million a year through revenue sharing, and then they get another $40 million? So they're getting $90 million right off the bat.
Yeah, but the point here is one of two things would happen with a salary cap. Either A, the scenario I just painted, where they're forced to spend to 90% of the cap. Let's say it was, like I said, $200 million.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that Bob Nutting would be real happy with that or other small market owners. Or there's B, where you have a wide disparity still. Let's say the cap is $250 million, but you're compelled by the floor to spend $125. Well, how does that solve anybody's problems?
Well, if they don't like it, then get out of baseball.
No, I'm saying
move on. Like Cincinnati,
you're misunderstanding. If it was $250, the cap, but you only were compelled to spend $125, how does that fix all these problems everybody's talking
about? That's why you need a floor, too.
The floor would be $125.
Floor.
If the floor is $125 and the cap is $250, how does that solve the haves and the have-nots?
I can't imagine that they would set it up and design it that way, where there is over $100 million difference between the cap and the floor.
Okay,
it would probably be around $50.
Okay, then you're talking scenario A. Let's say it's 200, 25 is the cap,
yeah,
then teams will be compelled to spend 175 in your scenario.
And that's a lot better than what they're doing right now.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. And I don't think any small market owner is going to actually vote for that or argue for that.
Well, maybe there's a starting point where you say, okay, we're going to make the floor 140, and then it will gradually grow as basically everything is. The dollar continues
to grow
in value.
They better be sharing a lot of revenues if teams like the A's and the Rays and the Pirates are going to be spending $170 million
on players.
Well,
Tony Clark, if the game is, as you claim to be, going in the right direction and attendance is up, it shouldn't be hard to find that money to be able to share with those markets.
You go tell the Yankees and the Dodgers to share more. They're already subsidizing the smaller market.
Oh, they have plenty.
Oh, yeah, just share with everybody.
Yeah, come on. Okay. Sharing is caring.
Right. My point there is I'm not so sure there's going to be a consensus even among owners on a salary cap and how badly they want that salary cap. They may pay lip service to that, but when the reality of it clicks in for either the bigger markets that are going to have to share more to make it more equitable, to rise, you know, the tide for all boats, so to speak, or the smaller market owners who are suddenly going to be compelled to spend 40, 50, 70 million more dollars on players. Are you kidding me? It's going to be very interesting limits.
Last one. Patrick Queen comes in at 75 on the NFL top 100 players list voted on by the players. He's ranked higher than Cam Hayward. Patrick Queen at 75.
What?
Your reaction to this?
Speechless, as you can hear.
Today, by the Steelers.
I'm speechless. You know, when they say the players vote on these things, do they really? And do players really know what do guys in the AFC North, are they studying what guys in the NFC West are doing? I don't know. It's like when college football coaches vote for, you know, the top 20. There's the coaches poll every week in football, right? Do you think any one of those guys is watching anything but their next opponent or teams in their conference? Do you think, you know, the Alabama coach knows what's going on? Of course, the Pac-12 is the SEC right now, so there's no good examples. You know what I mean, though. The SIDs do those votes for them is what I'm trying to say. There is no such thing as a coach's poll, and there's no such thing, I don't think, as an informed player's poll. And, man, this is a graphic example of that.
Like, does Deuce know what's going on with Arizona State? Like, when they were ranked last year, I really do wonder, like, how much can you pay attention to those teams?
Exactly.
So Queen was 64 last year. He's 75 this year. Cam Hayward's 83. Patrick Queen regarded as a better player by the players than Cam Hayward.
Well, they don't know what they're talking about, but thank you for asking, Limits.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.